Welcome to Press the Issue, a podcast from MasterWP, your source for industry insights for WordPress professionals. Get show notes, transcripts, and more information about the show at masterwp.com/press the issue. Are WordPress developers real developers? Your initial response may be, well, of course they are. But this isn't the universal opinion. Rob Howard and Nyasha Green want to get to the bottom of where this assumption comes from and exactly why it's false.
Hi, Nyasha. How's it going?
Hey, Rob. It's going well.
Excellent. Well, today we're going to talk about an article you wrote a few weeks back about the fact that in the web development industry, WordPress developers are often perceived as, quote, not real developers. Can you tell me about how this came up for you and kind of how you, were inspired to write about this?
Yes. So this is a conversation that's actually really recurring that I see on Twitter. A lot of developers, outside of the WordPress community, they always take jabs, not always, but they take jabs from time to time on like WordPress developers. If we really do truly develop, if we really do truly code, if we are worthy of the money we make and things like that. And it actually was something when I was first getting into tech that came up as well. And, it did play a part, a small role in what I thought about WordPress when I was first learning. But luckily for me, I had some really good mentors who have been in the WordPress community for a really long time that were able to kind of, clear the air and clear any misconceptions of things that people were spreading. So I thought it was very important to talk about that because I know a lot of people getting into tech don't have those mentors and they don't have those people to kind of clear things up for them. So I wanted to write about it and try to help as many people as possible so we can get some, fresh blood into the community.
Yeah, because it sounds like to some degree, I don't know if this is the intention necessarily of the people who are saying this stuff. Like maybe it's purely just an ego trip for the non-WordPress developers to talk about the WordPress developers in this way. But it sounds like, to some degree, at least, it has the effect or could have the effect of deterring people from learning PHP or WordPress in favor of, some of the other languages or JavaScript frameworks that are out there. Have you actually seen people saying that and kind of reacting in that way?
Yes, I actually have. When I first started, my internship was what got me into WordPress development. And when I was first offered it, I hate to admit this now, but I was a little scared because I had heard so many bad things about WordPress. And the only knowledge I had was, that's where we used to blog. So, I don't think it's bad, but if all these developers are telling me it's bad and they're developers, like, will I be a real developer? So I was one of the people that actually affected. And even now, because I do a lot of mentoring for new people coming into tech, it's some people I'll talk to and I'll tell them, I love WordPress and what we all can do with it and what they can do with it. And then they'll go talk to someone after me and they'll tell them like, no, you won't get paid. The community is too small. It's not diverse. It's, gatekeepy. And that'll scare people away, especially people coming from other industries that, may have been like that, very gatekeepy and very restrictive. They don't want to jump into another career like that. So it's definitely having a negative impact on new people coming into the community.
Yeah. And I think the fact that WordPress is tried and true, right? Also, like, that's a good way of framing it. It's a tried and true system. The negative way of framing it is saying it's like old and boring,
yeah,
right? So you could kind of almost spin the exact same information in those two different directions, right? And I think what we see is people who are coming in and saying, oh, I want to learn all these new JavaScript frameworks. I want to learn Go. I want to do all this other stuff. I remember the same dynamic when Ruby on Rails first came out in kind of like the 2005 to 2010 timeline where people were like, well, that's it for PHP. We're going to all learn Ruby on Rails. And, fast forward 10, 15 years, and I would say PHP continues to have a larger market share than Ruby on Rails in terms of actual websites that exist, right? So, there's this feeling of like always wanting to work on the new shiny object, right? And I think that that kind of plagues developers in a lot of different ways, but it sounds like it also is muddying the waters for these entry-level developers who are coming in and, you know, they have to make that decision of like, what am I going to learn and what am I going to, you know, promote as my expertise? And they're kind of being discouraged from making PHP and WordPress their expertise.
I definitely agree with you. And just taken from one of the advisors we had when we were when I was learning code, it's kind of similar to what he said at the time about cybersecurity. He was like, cybersecurity is the sexy part of tech right now. Everybody wants to jump into it and they want to learn it because that's what everyone is buzzing about. And I feel like that's the same thing with these JavaScript frameworks. Like, people hear them and they're like, ooh, that seems hip. That seems new. And then you come in and you say, well, what about WordPress? What about PHP? And I'm like, oh no, that's old. That's boring. That's not hip. And it's like, what do you mean? We're using it. It's worked for a long time. It may be older, but like you said, it's tried and true. Like, let's look at this. Let's do this. Let's boost this up. We don't have to all learn JavaScript. Well, you know, all the frameworks.
Yeah. I mean, there's learning JavaScript and then there is chasing every fad in JavaScript. Right. Yes. And I think people tend to, I know a lot of people who do the latter, and they believe honestly that it is actually going to improve their career to go learn that, you know, fifth or sixth JavaScript framework in the last 5 years. And when I look at this as both a business owner and a developer, I'm like, why would I want to spend, like, it's not that it's not fun to learn, right? And so if you're doing it for the fun of learning, that's one thing, right? But if you're chasing the trends, then what ends up happening is like, 9 out of 10 out of those trends are going to not exist 5 or 10 years from now. Right. So, you know, that's one of the reasons that from a business standpoint, I've actually chosen to stick with WordPress and PHP because, you know, as we said a couple times, it is that tried and true system and it is extremely powerful and does a really solid job for the job that it's built to do. Right. It's not trendy, but it is something where, you know, I guess the way I would look at it is like, if I'm building a career, I want to learn the core infrastructure and then I can layer on the interesting, trendy, exciting stuff. But, you know, if you don't know how to run a site without React or without, you know, Next.js or whatever the new trend is, you know, 5 years from now, you know, 5 years ago it was Angular, right? And, you know, that's kind of gone by the wayside. I think, you know, WordPress teaches a lot of these core things that, you know, I see people coming out of boot camps and they're learning only front-end JavaScript or only React, and they like don't understand some of the basics of the internet, in my opinion.
I agree.
You know, so I feel like that's been a bit of a distraction, and, you know, that, as you said, like, is affecting the ability of people to recruit into WordPress, the ability of people to be enthusiastic about joining the WordPress community. And it kind of has a lot of weird kind of knock-on effects around the whole community.
I completely agree.
What do you think the community, the WordPress community, could do, if anything, to improve this perception among, you know, people who don't know WordPress already, that it is sort of a lower end or less advanced development system? Because I don't personally think that that is factually true, but it's clearly a perception, right? So let's talk about maybe like ways that they might be able, that we or others might be able to improve on that perception.
I think there are two main things we can do. The first one is, and I've had lots of conversations about this with many people. We've had this conversation before. More people in the community need to invest in WordPress education. Courtney Robertson, who does a really great job at WordPress, learned at WordPress.org and on her own as a teacher, she is just doing so much by herself to try to get more people and more fresh minds and more new developers into the community. But she's just one of a couple people. We need like an overall community push. Because right now, coming into WordPress and becoming a WordPress developer, it's almost impossible if you don't have any WordPress experience. But how do you get that experience? if we don't have anybody who is willing to take the time to give it to people. For me, I got lucky because my mentor, well, two of my mentors, Sean B. Broom and Kenneth Elliott, they were WordPress developers and had been in it a long time, and they were local to where I live, and they loved the community and they loved what they do. And they decided to take their time, their free time out to help me learn it. And it's great, and I'm very thankful to them for it, but we just don't have enough people doing things like that. So we need to invest more in the education. And the second thing is we need to be more receptive to new ideas. That's one thing I've been seeing that we get a lot of pushback on, especially with MasterWP. any articles that may go against what the standard or the status quo likes, it's met with lots of pushback. And I understand disagreeing with people, but it seems like if we like something and they don't, it's a lot of pushback. If we hate something, or no, I won't say hate, we dislike something and they don't, it's a lot of pushback. It's like we have to be on 100% the same page. And that's just not realistic. It's not feasible. And it's not something we can do to grow the community. We'll still be in those echo chambers and we won't have a growing community. It doesn't matter how many updates we roll out. So those are the two main things.
Yeah. And to some degree, that inertia that you just described, right? Of, you know, I mean, everybody in the world has a status quo bias, right? That mm-hmm. is just a natural human thing. That, however, you know, if that is, you know, something that outsiders perceive as, you know, noticeable or extreme in the WordPress community, that almost reinforces the perception of WordPress being old and busted rather than tried and true, right? And it's like, well, this is kind of like, you know, if it's hard to get into this community, the people who are already there have a very strong status quo bias. And then you look at React or Vue, you know, and perhaps the opposite is true in those communities, you know, that's going to push people towards these other frameworks or platforms for reasons not related to code. And you know, that's something that, as you said, like is really a big picture community change, as opposed to something, you know, specifically related to like, are we going to build Gutenberg with React or Vue or jQuery?
I agree.
Thank you for listening up to this point. Press the Issue by MasterWP is sponsored by LearnDash. Your expertise makes you money doing what you do. Now let it make you money teaching what you do. To create a course with LearnDash, visit learndash.com. Now, back to the podcast.
The other thing you mentioned that I, you know, we probably could do 5 or 6 podcast episodes about this, but, you know, you mentioned that there is a perception and probably reality that WordPress developers are just not paid as much as developers in other frameworks. And that's something that I think, obviously, you can't wave a magic wand and change that, but I think companies in the WordPress space could change that over time. I don't think that there is really any justification for saying that being a really good PHP and WordPress developer is less difficult than being a really good React or Vue or Next.js or whatever else developer. You know, I've learned probably 20 or 30 programming languages in my life, and I think they're all basically the same after a certain point in terms of their, you know, level of challenge and skill required. So that's something that companies can think about too, is like, are we inherently undervaluing our community and our software by undervaluing our employees, right? Or saying, well, this is just PHP and just HTML, right? You know, all these languages are basically the same thing when it really comes down to it. They're all basically offshoots of C from 20 or 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. So there's not that much of a learning curve or skill difference, but, you know, if we're seeing a 20 or 30% developer salary difference, then of course that's going to be a signal to people who are coming into the industry.
Oh yeah.
Right. And I know we try to peg our prices to engineers in tech in general, right? Or peg our salaries, I should say. You know, I don't really research the salaries of developers at other WordPress companies. I actually research like, well, what's the typical, you know, Denver technology salary? What's the typical, you know, Bay Area technology salary? And that's kind of where we peg our numbers to. you know, but it sounds like there is also a WordPress developer salary tier that perhaps is lower, and, you know, in my opinion, probably is lower for reasons that, you know, are not totally defensible in terms of the person's skill.
Yeah, I agree. I have, I look around a little bit, just at pay salary differences, and on average, it does seem like WordPress developers make a little less. I think the one of the funniest tweets I've seen about it that also made me think was someone said, I just really love to see WordPress developers leaving WordPress because they're finally going to get paid what they're worth. And I was like, what? And that's what prompted me to go look into it. And I was like, you know, of course I want to defend WordPress. So I was like, should I add him and say, what do you mean? Send me some, you know, links. But I was like, let me do my own research. And I was like, he's not exactly wrong. And again, that's one of the things we don't want people to say, well, why should I join that community? I won't get paid enough on top of the other things we've listed, like gatekeeping and an echo chamber and just a refusal to look at new ideas. Why would I go do that to myself and then not make as much money as I should? So these are all things we really, really, really need to work on as a community.
Absolutely. And if we're going to compete, you know, I hesitate to use phrases like compete for the best talent, because I think that is kind of a Silicon Valley mindset that is not totally healthy from a business owner standpoint. But to some degree, you do have to make job offers that people accept, right? So, you know, this is something that we do as a company. And I think, you know, I would encourage other WordPress business owners to do is, like, there's actually a significant gap between the actual value of a good custom WordPress developer, right? Let's say an 80th percentile developer or something like that. You know, there are probably a lot of those people who are at other companies that are not getting paid what they're worth. You know, and there's an opportunity there to say, you know, if you're going out and building a new company and you want to pay people more, then there is a significant opportunity to do that, you know, without getting to the point where you're quote unquote overpaying them compared to what the market would bear, right? So, yes. You know, anytime you see that kind of discrepancy as a business owner, and obviously I'm subtly encouraging people to pay people more when they have the power to do so by saying this, right? But, you know, anytime you see that discrepancy, it's an opportunity as a business owner, right? Like, this person is valued at X, their actual value to a company is Y, you know, I can pay them somewhere between X and Y, and it's a win-win for everybody, right? So, you know, that kind of thing, you know, is probably an opportunity for a company that wants to, you know, kind of go there and do that sort of thing. But I think, you know, from a more communal standpoint, everybody should be getting paid what they're worth, period. Right. And if that's not happening in the WordPress community, you know, that is probably a mixture of perception and just inertia and the status quo. Right. so that's something that I think companies and business owners who are making those salary decisions could change over time. And it would probably be beneficial for, it would, you know, obviously be beneficial for people who are getting paid more as employees, but also for business owners, because they are going to make everything they're doing appear more valuable to outsiders, right? And I think when it really comes down to it, what people are saying is WordPress developers are not a real developer, because, and thus they are less valuable, and thus they're getting paid less. And there's all these kind of, you know, spin-offs from there.
Yes, just multiple things working against us and we're helping it.
Yeah. And you know, by not actively fighting against that perception, as you said, we're reinforcing it. We're helping that perception grow, or allowing that perception to grow. So you obviously went through this process yourself, you know, several years back. You kind of decided on a path that included WordPress. What was it for you? You talked a bit about your mentors, but I'd love for you to go more into detail about, like, what was it that made WordPress click for you and made you say, like, you know, this is something that I would rather focus on than, you know, the other 10 or 20 options that are out there?
Honestly, it was a few things, because so my first WordPress was my first, like, intro to tech. That's what I worked on first, is developing and maintaining websites through WordPress for my mentor, Shambi. And at first I was like, you know, honestly, it made things easier. You know, when you learn, I can't say the hard way, but you learn the basics so you can know how to use content management systems like WordPress. And so just taking what I knew and jumping into WordPress, it was like a breath of fresh air. It made things so much easier on me. And it made me feel like I actually knew what I was doing versus, you know, coding everything from scratch. Just for like bonus points and trying to learn all the JavaScript frameworks there. You know, we have languages that we use in WordPress that have been around a little while. So there's lots of help, not only on just the internet, even if somebody is not a WordPress developer, you know, it's a good chance they had to learn PHP at one point, or because like he said earlier, PHP is so similar to JavaScript and other languages, it was just so easy to get more help, to get more resources and to learn. But I did have to dig for those. And I'm not in a tech city. So, you know, just having people beside me to do was a little harder. But just getting into it, learning, knowing where the resources were, it just made things so much easier. And it made my work that I was doing, it made me so much more proud of what I was doing work-wise with websites. And so that's what made me jump into WordPress.
Awesome. So yeah, so I think to recap, you know, one of the things that you called out was we really need more and better education, right? This is something that we're working on internally here at MasterWP, that Courtney's working on at learn.wordpress.org with a bunch of other contributors. And, you know, I think this is an area where it's clearly underserved or underutilized right now. That, you know, there's opportunity to improve life for existing WordPress developers, but also this gets new people into the community, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, just go read the codex and you'll figure it out. Like, that is not really feasible for a lot of people, especially mm-hmm. when their alternative is to go do a boot camp where they learn everything about another JavaScript framework in mm-hmm. a much more accessible way. So more education, a more careful understanding of the perception around salary and, you know, people getting into the industry. And a lot of that comes from companies who are, you know, making those decisions, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think the third thing that you touched on was really about like making these mentorship connections was the biggest thing for you. Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, that's something where more events, more online meetups, and more opportunities to get people into the industry is going to make a big difference. And, you know, that common thread of like, you know, we almost have to build a better marketing campaign than React and our other sort of major competitors, right? Obviously, yeah. WordPress is incorporating React to some degree, but, you know, if we think about each software package has to make a pitch to a developer that it's worth it to learn this tool, right? Mm-hmm. And I think right now we're getting outcompeted. WordPress is getting outcompeted on that, mm-hmm. you know, in that way. And, you know, that's a lot where this perception that we're not real developers is coming from. And also where, you know, people are just, you know, we're losing people because they're not even making an attempt to learn WordPress because of that, you know, outside perception, if that makes sense. So, mm-hmm. you know, those are all pretty big things, but I think that there are things that individual community members as well as companies could, you know, start working on. And, you know, a year or two from now, we could actually make a lot of progress on all those things.
Yes, I agree. And I'm very excited.
Excellent. Me too. Well, it was great talking to you. And we will be back soon for more Press the Issue podcasting.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Press the Issue is a production of Master WP. It was produced by Ali Nimmons, hosted and mixed by Monet Davenport, and mastered by Teron Bullock. Please visit masterwp.com/presstheissue to find more episodes. Subscribe to our newsletter for more WordPress news at masterwp.com.